Madam President, surveillance reports that Avon has entered his ship.
Is he with anyone?
Yes, Elise. Shall we move in?
No.
If he takes off now, we'll lose him.
He won't be taking off.
What's that?
It's a teleport.
I didn't know that the United Planets of Teal had developed teleport facilities.
They haven't.
But this is one of their ships.
That's right, but I installed the teleport. With Aurax's assistance, of course. It's based on the one from Liberator.
Blake's ship?
He thought so.
And then you joined up with Tarrant?
Tarrant joined up with me.
What kind of man was he?
Blake or Tarrant?
Blake.
Idealistic.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means he had a limited life expectancy.
How did he die?
His heart stopped beating. Aurax?
Well, what is it?
I've got a problem for you to solve. Asteroid PZ-337 is located on the outer edge of Sector 9. It is currently being mined for gold by the Federation. Although the complex is automated, there is a small security force present, together with a supervisory team of mining engineers. The pressure dome is protected by a force field, and surveillance scans mean you can't land anywhere within a circumference of 26 miles. Are you with me so far, Aurax?
Of course I am. It is only when instructions are imprecise that problems arise. If you keep your questions uncluttered with irrelevant...
All right, Aurax.
What is it that you precisely want to know?
How do we steal the gold without getting ourselves killed in the process?
Do you have a plan at the base complex?
Yes, we do.
In that case, you use a teleport.
To transport the gold?
No, of course not.
The processing that alters the gold's atomic constitution also makes it too unstable for teleportation.
Correction. It is not possible to alter the atomic constitution of gold. What the processor actually induces is a subneutronic overlap shift. This is achieved by first...
Never mind that now. What do you propose?
At the present time, there are too many variables for me to be able to come up with an accurate prognosis.
Give it your best shot.
Oh, very well. I can see only two practical options available to you.
Which are?
One, teleport aboard the relief craft and gain entrance to the base that way.
Or?
Two, teleport aboard the cargo carrier during its journey to collect the gold shipment.
But we don't know when either the relief shuttle or the cargo carrier are due.
That's not a problem. Aurax has the unique ability of being able to read any computer which contains a Tariel cell. And they all contain Tariel cells.
What if we teleported into the base complex itself?
Aurax?
I have already considered this possibility and rejected it.
We've teleported through force fields before.
That is why it has now become common policy within the Federation to have force walls across the frequency spectrum. This will disrupt any teleportation beam that tries to penetrate it. The result being...
We get the picture.
It's still a risky plan.
Risky, yes. Fatal, no.
But will Leiden buy it?
Leiden? Oh, yes. Leiden.
Why do I feel uneasy?
You tell me.
What are you planning, Avon?
Planning?
Yes. Are you planning something for Leiden?
I've got nothing planned for him. Nothing at all.
What do we do now?
Well, I'm open to suggestions. Question is, are you...
Kate and the woman have left the ship and are now heading back towards the north wing.
I can see that, section leader.
Calm down. Everything is running to schedule.
Schedule? What schedule?
This schedule, Major. We are now at the bottom of page 5.
Can I see?
Be my guest.
It says here that they're going to...
Yes, Brecht. That is what it says. But don't get too excited. They go to her room first.
This report, it's from a psychostrategist.
That's right, a puppeteer. Avon is now nothing more than an actor, stumbling through his farewell performance.
How long before daybreak?
About another 2 hours. Nights here are short. We'd better get some sleep.
Why are you here, Elise?
Huh?
Why are you fighting the Federation?
Because that's my life now, Avon.
It's no life. Life is what you're running away from.
Don't ask me.
Why?
Because I'm not going to tell you.
That's not what I meant.
I know.
Something happened.
Yes. And I've locked it away in my heart. I'm damaged goods, Avon. Please, let me sleep.
Good night. Elise.
Eighth Fleet has inflicted 64% losses on the main alien battle group. The last of the Federation's flotillas have now engaged the enemy at maximum speed. Concentrated fire from Liberator and flagship Galileo has destroyed alien command ship. Calculations now indicate victory at 82% probability.
We did it. We held the line. They pushed us back a sector and a half, but we did it.
Bridge to medical unit. Blake, we've done it. We're clear. Zen, report.
A direct hit on the forward force wall generators has rendered them inoperative. Energy banks 3 and 5 exhausted. Auto repair systems are assessing further damage.
They'll have to manage the rest without us. Jenna, bring us about and prepare to leave battle zone. Standard by...
Wait!
Welcome back, Blake. It's finished. We're leaving.
We stay.
We've done all we can.
And we are winning!
The Federation is winning. For us, there's only survival. And it's time to cut our losses and run.
A malfunction has developed in the teleport systems. Minor damage to computer banks 2 and 4 has rendered the neutron flare shield inoperable. Energy banks 3, 4, and 5 are now empty.
We've no guns, no shields, and barely enough power to make standard by 5. We have to go! Now!
No. Zen, confirm enemy strategy. Have they begun to counterattack?
Blake! There's nothing more we can do. You're wasting time. If we don't go now, we won't have enough power left to run.
Enemy strategy is now confirmed. Battle computers indicate full alien counterattack is underway.
Jenna, move us in towards the remaining enemy cruisers.
We are not needed. Blake! We're a legitimate target for both sides. If we don't go now, we'll all end up dead.
Why did you kill me?
Blake! You're not Blake. Are you here to warn me?
Careful, Avon.
Why him? I don't want any part of this. You should have left me. You should not have taken me out of the grave.
Careful, Avon. They'll find you.
They?
The lightning raid.
Who will find me?
They'll be here in a few minutes.
Who are they?
The lightning raid. The lightning raid.
Wait.
Careful, Avon. Do it.
Avon! Avon, wake up, please!
What happened?
You were having a nightmare. You were calling out.
What did I say?
You kept saying the lightning raid and something about Blake.
What did I say about Blake?
I don't know. Is it important?
Yes, it's important. What did I say?
You were talking to him. You mentioned a grave, your own grave. You weren't making sense.
Get dressed.
Are all units in position?
Yes, Madam President. They await only your signal.
And all squad leaders are fitted with video relays?
We have audio-video contact with all units.
Then go ahead.
It's too late to get away. They're very close. Elise, use the pillows. Make it look as if the bed's still occupied.
What are we going to do?
Hide in this alcove.
Dawn's breaking. We'll be seen.
The shadows will cover us. Elise... Come on.
Don't move! Don't move! Sergeant, pull the covers back!
Shit!
Avon.
Nice try.
It seems he's not read the script.
Don't worry, it's covered. We still have Elise. She'll lead him to the roof. Quickly, patch me into another unit. Who's that?
It looks like Kelso.
What took you? Barring the door is not going to hold him for long.
Oh, shit. Shit, Lyda, we're dead. I told you not to trust him. I told you Avon would betray us.
Avon's not the traitor.
Federation commandos.
Avon, we've got to get out of here.
Where can we go?
The roof. We have a flyer there.
Come on.
This is Unit 6. We're in pursuit of target.
Careful, squad leader. We want him alive.
Is it much further?
These steps lead all the way to the top of the tower.
Keep going.
They're right behind us.
The fools, what are they doing?
Squad leader, pull your men back. He's got you cold.
Their orders are to...
Squad leader, your orders are to pursue, not to engage. Repeat, not to engage. Confirm.
Order confirmed, sir.
What's happened?
Some kind of grenade.
We've still got visual.
Yes, of the ceiling. The squad leader's dead.
Where are you going?
I used a volatilizer. The ones that aren't dead will have been blinded. I'm going back down. It's our only chance.
Elise, come on. You can make it. I bought us a little time.
He's wiped out Unit 6.
It's of no consequence. They've achieved what was needed. He's heading for the flyer. It's just a pity we can't watch.
This door leads out onto the tower roof.
Is the flyer in the open?
Yes, it's ready to go. We just have to reach it.
Flight, wait for us.
Ivan, I'll take you, but not her, bitch. Kill her.
Elise?
Yes. Yes, she's a traitor. She's Federation. Get rid of her. We've been set up.
Where's Kelso?
Dead. He's dead. It's her. There's no one else he could be.
Elise. Not you.
No, Avon, it's not me.
Kill the bitch! Kill her!
How did they know where to come in? How did they know we were together?
Who is?
Why, Elise?
I don't know.
It's a secret you couldn't tell me. Is this what happened?
Avon, please!
You never learn. You keep making the same mistake.
You.
Me. Don't do it, Avon. Pull that gun and I'll shoot you dead.
Question is, do I really care?
Wake up, Avon. You're back among the living.
Servalan.
It's been a long time.
Not long enough. You'll forgive me if I don't get up.
Don't worry, it's the Kaljisic, not the wound. In a few hours, the effects will have worn off.
Where's Lyden?
Dead, I'm afraid.
He was your creature. He did as you told him.
That's why you're still alive. Even at gunpoint, he followed orders.
Am I supposed to be impressed?
Grateful, perhaps. But now you're going to replace him.
Don't count on it.
I'll change your mind.
You think so?
I know so. But first, I have some questions to which I would like answers. How did you survive Garda Prime?
No one survived Garda Prime.
We know you were there.
I stole a pursuit ship.
That's not what I meant. You were up against the Iron Guard.
Troops like any others. A The badges may differ, but they've all got bastards pinned to them.
The Iron Guard are the best. You should be dead, Avon.
Perhaps I got lucky.
Perhaps you did. Was it you who exploded the phosphorus grenade in the main tracking gallery?
Yes.
Why?
I didn't want Blake exhibited.
Oh, that was never going to happen. As far as the Federation is officially concerned, Blake is still on Cygnus Alpha.
With me?
Delightful, isn't it? Knowing that reality lies with those who have the power.
Reality lies. Nicely put, Severin.
Thank you. Was that your only reason?
Was what my only reason?
Don't play games, Avon. We're still talking about the phosphorus grenade.
Make your point, Severin.
Forensic reports suggest that some of the Iron Guard was shot with the same weapon that was used to dispatch Blake. Can you explain that? It's all right, Avon. I know the answer.
You know nothing.
I know you.
You still haven't explained how or why I'm going to help you.
I think I have. Do you know what the Federation stands for, Avon?
Self-interest.
Order. And do you know what poses the greatest threat to that order?
Life.
The military. There have been 3 major internal conflicts in the last 12 years.
But all of them revolved around getting you in and out of power. That last one was particularly messy. You can't call yourself the Terran Federation anymore.
The destruction of Earth was regrettable.
But at least you have power again.
Oh, yes. And you are going to help me keep it. Without enemies, the Federation will not survive. And these days there are so very few of the enemy left.
So you have to invent them?
Something like that. Goodbye, Avon. We won't meet again.
Hey.
Hello.
Did you have any trouble getting here?
No.
You followed the map I gave you?
Yes.
And eating and drinking, you've managed to do without?
As you seem to think it was so important, I've been without food or water for nearly 2 days.
How do you feel?
Hungry and thirsty, somewhat unsurprisingly. Corinne, this isn't just another example of your warped sense of humor, is it?
Believe me, this is no practical joke. All our food and drink is laced with suppressants. If you've been going without for 48 hours, then the effects should be wearing off.
So you keep saying.
Come on.
The arrival of Her Imperial Majesty on Route 5 has been delayed for 2 hours. This is due to unforeseen circumstances. However, in spite of this delay...
Where are we going exactly?
Outside.
Outside? You do realize that going outside is a Category 4 offense.
It's all right, it's Rick. I know he's been wanting to meet you.
Is everything all right?
Yes, fine.
So, you're Roger Blake?
Yes. I'm Roger Blake.